It's always a tough one to bounce back from a record loss. Have you tried to change anything up this week? Has there been a different approach? Is the confidence shot? How does it feel this week?
As a group, we sort of have to move on. We've been making some big strides in the way we've been playing our footy. Obviously, Hawthorn are a great side. They pressured us unbelievably well and made us play a way that we didn't want to play. We turned it over too much. As a group, we've just got to stay positive and just try to keep on the same track that we were going. We've still got room to improve, a hell of a lot of room to improve, but we've just got to keep moving forward as a group and keep sticking at the same stuff we've been going at.
How important is it that you don't just treat this as, you know, a bump in the road because you're such a young team that these sorts of things are supposed to happen?
Well, they're not supposed to happen, obviously. You don't go out to lose by 135 points a week. But they taught us some great lessons. They're one of the best sides that has been in footy for 10 to 15, maybe ever, really, in the AFL. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned off them. The way they go about it, the way they play as a team, just the brand, how they're all on the same page. It's a really impressive way to play footy, and it taught our young group a lot about what you've got to do to make it, and also how far we are and off the level of being competitive against them guys. We've still got a long way to go, as I said before, and we've just got to work as a group and keep following the instructions of the coach and grow the way that we want to play our footy, and hopefully it's good enough to match him in the next few years.
Is there a bit of a risk that at this point, when a season in terms of finals is over, that players may start to play for their own careers and put themselves first instead of the team?
There is a risk, but professional footballers, you find out very quickly the ones that do play for themselves, and it goes against them almost, is because football's a team game, and if you don't play as a team, you get found out very quickly. So as a group, we're just trying to play as a group and as a team. That's when we play our best footy. If we all go individual and play footy just trying to save careers or trying to get contracts, then we're not going to play good footy, and in turn, you're not going to play good footy as an individual because the whole team's getting smashed.
Bucks. People suggesting a record loss, no one's going to employ a guy full-time that has that on his CV. Is that unfair? Do you think he can still bounce back from this and is potentially the right man to lead the club?
Yeah, I think he can bounce back. As I said before, the strides that we've made as a group from midway through this year have been significant. And we've got, under the way he's playing, all the players back the way that he's playing, and we've just got to keep working at it. We're a young group that's bound to have some big losses, but it's just as a group, we have to just keep working at the way we want to play our footy, and we want to grow our brand to be able to play against the best sides. And in recent years, you've seen teams follow the winning trend of who's won the premiership, whereas these days you're sort of seeing teams trying to play their own brand of footy, and we've just got to develop that. And we're a very young group, and got a long way in understanding about how each other play and how the coaches want us to play. So we've just got to keep growing that. In terms of Johnny, I'm not sure what that does to his resume. As players, we've just got to keep rocking up. There's someone doing the selection panel for his job. So we've just got to keep rocking up and keep trying to play the way that he wants us to play, and that's all we can really do.
What about the next six games? What do you look to get out of them? Do you look to use some of these learnings from Friday night?
Yeah, and the next six games are exciting. We're not in a position we're going to make finals, but we've got, as I said, such a young group that every game we get in is so important in the development for our group and the development for each player. So got a massive opportunity for some young guys to get some game time in and really grow their own performance and the team performance.
What about guys like Andrew Walker? Do you expect to see him back on the field this year?
I'm not too sure. I hope so. He looks like he's training a bit better at the moment. So with the knee troubles that he's had, you've just got to take him week by week. Whether he plays or not is up to the medical staff. I know he'll do everything he can to get back and play, and I personally hope he gets back and plays, yeah.
Big talking point is still the Adam Goods situation and the booing there. As we understand it, you're on the players rep on the on the PA. What's the feeling from this group? Have you all talked about it much as players, or is it something that's just up to the individual in their own view, or what's the vibe like?
It is it's up to the individual, but as a whole playing sort of stance, I think it's becoming really harsh on Goodsy himself. Whether it was intentionally supposed to be racist to begin with or whatnot, it's certainly sort of coming across that way now. As a club, and I'm assuming all the players. We had a meeting about it last night at the PA, that it's really taken a massive effect on him. As you've seen, he's taken time off. So whatever intention the booing was to begin with, whether they didn't like him as a player, I'd love to see it to stop. More on the fact that it's really starting to get to someone. And he's a champion of our game. He's won a couple of Brownlows. He's played premierships. He's nearly 300 games, or he's over 300 games. He's been a champion of the game. And I just don't think that's a way that we want to see out one of our stars of the game. I know it's very hard to change the public perception. And coming from a player's point, I'd personally just love to see it to stop, just to celebrate a champion of our game rather than go against him. And I know if it was happening to me, it'd have a massive effect on me. And whether people realise that it mightn't be racist, or whether they think it's racist, is really beside the point now. I just think, it just needs to stop.
Is there anything that can be done this weekend from a player's perspective to show a bit of solidarity behind him?
There are a few things. We've had a chat about it, but nothing finalised yet. We'll just have to wait and see in the coming days, I'd say.
Mick Malthouse popped up in the media last night and said he might be interested in receiving a phone call from the Crows. Do you think with a different group in front of him, he could still make an impact as a senior coach?
I personally really like Mick as a coach. And if he thinks that he can coach again, then it's completely up to him. For me to say whether he can and can't is not really my place to say. He was a terrific coach for me, as a personal remark. But it's completely up to him. If he thinks he's got the passion to do it, then by all means, go ahead.
Well said.
Perfect.
Thanks,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam.